Almost Friday, but it's not yet. It's Thursday. It's Lala Day.
That's very optimistic of you, because it is. It is almost Friday, but do we need to dwell on Thursday? Let's look ahead. Let's look forward.
I'm starting to like Thursdays. I know you have explained to one and all that Friday is the best day ever invented.
I kind of knew
that, but I didn't experience it till I started working with you.
Thank you. I've always felt that way, because even though it's still a work day, Friday, you still have to, for most people, you still have to go to work. You haven't wasted a single second of the weekend. It's all ahead of you. I mean, right?
Yeah.
So once you leave work or school on a Friday, you go, look what I have in front of me. I got 2.5 days.
Yeah.
I know everybody's schedule's a little different, but boy, my whole life, I've just loved the Friday.
I'm starting to like Thursdays now in my early 20s, I guess. I would always go out for ladies' night on
Thursday night? Yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
It wasn't ladies' night. Sometimes it was just going out.
Yeah.
But I don't do that anymore because I need to be fresh for our show Friday morning.
Yes.
If I overindulge, it takes me like 5 days to get over overindulging now.
Does it really?
I don't drink that much anymore.
Huh.
It used to be like I could just bounce right back. I could get home at 3 a.m, go to sleep for a couple hours, come to work.
Yeah.
Everything was good. Not anymore. I'm getting old. So Thursdays are kind of exciting for me because I know there's only one more day to wake up
right.
for the week. And once I'm up, the day has begun.
Sure. I'm with you. I'm with you all the way. By the way, it just hit me. I have something for you that I was supposed to bring this morning, and I totally forgot. It'll have to
from
wait
who?
An extra day. Once I tell you from who, you will instantly know who it is. It's from Jeff, who runs Tamale's restaurant in Highland Park. You know what it is, right?
I hope it's a key lime pie.
It's key lime pie. It's not a key lime pie. It's a slice of key lime pie.
You're actually sharing with me?
Yeah. And he even said, in his words, he goes, if I give you a piece of key lime pie to give to Wendy, would it get to her? And I said, I can't see that happening.
And he knows that to be true.
It's true. I had one in the restaurant last night, but he gave me an additional one for you. And he goes, do you think you, and I go, I can't see a scenario where Wendy gets this. But then my family was there and they're like, we work here. We see this transaction. Wendy will get her pie.
This is why I'm getting it.
Because
Kylie came to work with you today and reminded you.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll have it tomorrow.
Why don't you like me?
No, I do. I like you tons, but not.
I share with you.
If it comes down to you and key lime pie, I'm not a fool.
I guess I
would choose the key lime pie.
I guess I would too if I were you.
It's really good. It's got the key lime whipped cream on it that they hand make. They make it by hand there at the restaurant in Highland Park. It's so good.
You and I really don't love the same things, really. And that's kind of what makes this work so much, is we're very, very different people.
Yeah.
We don't really hang out together. Mm. But there are two things that we totally 100%, maybe three things that we totally agree upon.
Cotton balls.
No.
No?
Lobster rolls.
Lobster rolls.
Key lime pie.
Key lime pie.
And a margarita.
And margaritas. All three solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't think we like the same things.
Right.
I don't like Fruit Loops.
You don't like Fruit Loops, Wendy?
They're too fruity. I know that's crazy. That's what they're going for.
Too fruity.
It's fake fruit taste. If I'm doing...
You mean because they spell it F-R-O-O-T on the box, you mean?
Is that a dead
they're
giveaway?
They're even saying to you, there is no fruit to be found in our Fruit Loops, ladies and gentlemen.
But they don't taste that different, and it's too sweet. And so, I don't have a sweet tooth. That's why I like key lime pie, because it's more tart than
it's
sweet.
It's very tart, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, tomorrow, at about this time, you will have a piece.
Oh, wait, so it's going to be 2 days old? Wait, I thought you said you brought it today.
No, I forgot it today.
Oh, I thought because you were with Kylie.
No, I forgot it.
You'll forget it again tomorrow, and then it'll be the weekend, so you'll have to eat it. I know how you work. If I give it to Wendy, guys, it's going to be...
I hadn't really thought about it, but that does make sense. I don't want to give you a piece of gamey key lime pie.
Can I just tell you, I should go to Tamale's by myself because I don't want to eat anything that's been in your house.
You know, to your credit, you're right. Why don't I knock this one out?
Yeah, because probably are going to lick it.
If I have it already.
Or stick your finger in it.
Well, I wouldn't do it now. If I was going to do it, I would have done it immediately so that I go, I can't bring this to Wendy. Somebody's written the name Bill on this pie. I can't do that.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. Now I know how you feel. You won't eat at my house because I have a dog.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat anything that's been in your refrigerator.
I should probably keep this.
Yeah.
It's a favor to you.
Yeah.
Here's what I'll do. I'll fall in
the
grenade.
Doesn't that hurt your feelings?
No, not the least.
Because you get another piece of key lime pie.
Just the opposite. This couldn't have worked out better. There's no possible way this could have worked out better.
Yeah, I don't want to. Go ahead
and eat it. This one time, I will fall in the grenade for you and have this key lime pie grenade. But don't expect this to ever happen again until next time.
Yeah, I'll just go there on my own. You win.
Oh, did that work out well?
I know.
In my head, I'm like, how could this work out well? That was perfect.
Gentlemen, I shouldn't even say gentlemen, guys, have a crazy way of doing things. Because for years, Jimmy Mack would load the dishwasher, and I said, you don't put the bowls straight up and down. You got to kind of turn them so the...
He knows that.
Well, he doesn't do that, so then I would go, and then I'd reload the dishwasher, so pretty soon he wasn't doing it, which was the plan all along, wasn't it?
Here's what was discussed at the last guy's meeting, Wendy. Issue number one, how do we get out of doing more stuff? And here's what was decided at the meeting. Do it incorrectly, because we technically will have done it, but we'll have done it poorly enough so that our wives or girlfriends will go, I can't have you do that ever again. You don't do it right. We know what we're doing.
My youngest son, Dylan, was the one who Jim should be mad at right now because I was kind of harumphing when I was reloading the dishwasher that Jim did incorrectly.
Yes.
And Dylan says to me, Mom, there's more than one way to do something.
He's right.
And I said, you know what? You're right. Jim, go ahead. Load the dishwasher.
Oh.
So now he does it every day.
Oh. Didn't that
so
work
I
out
turned
nicely.
That around.
Yeah.
All we have to do is make you guys feel better, and then you'll do what we want. Is that how it works?
Kind of the
John
basis.
Williams is in here. You can jump in on this
I
as well.
I just got the very end of this conversation, but...
Guys seem to do things incorrectly, so then we just say, oh, forget it, we'll do it ourselves.
I had a conversation with Dave Stewart, who used to do news here, just recently retired from the business. He's a good guy, and somehow or another we were talking about how we fold our pants after we take them out of the dryer, and I tended to fold it with the front of the pant, the bottom of the zipper.
Yes.
Back, and Brenda always folds it with that towards the front.
Oh.
Do you do seam to seam? Because you're supposed to do it upside down where you do the pant leg seam to seam.
I do it that way.
Because then it's almost... not like you. There's a crease, but there is a crease if you do it seam to seam.
Yeah, but do you push the crotch forward and fold it that way, or do you push it backwards? If I had a pair of pants in front of me, well, I'm wearing some now, but I mean,
take them off and we'll show you how you do it.
Right, but I will show you. And Dave Stewart said, and I said to Dave, I said, well, who decided that the way that my wife does it is the right way?
Yes.
It's one way or the other, right?
There's
the
probably
lid is up
different
or down,
ways,
whatever.
Too.
So, I mean, isn't our way every bit as correct as theirs? Why did they get to decide? And we got angry about it and divorced our wives as
you
a result.
Did?
We just
that
said, that's it, we're out of here. I was angry. By the time we got done with that, I said no more, and I walked.
I always folded mine crease to crease, but whenever I folded Dave Stewart's pants, I would always fold it from the back on in. It's just the way I like to do it.
You know, John, you hold it with the belt loops up, and you fold it in half. Is that what you're saying?
Let me think of what
I
do.
So the crotch...
Well, see these pants more here? First of all, the stupid microphone's not working.
Yeah.
Look at that. I hate this microphone.
We're moving. We're switching studios soon.
So I would fold it. So see where the zipper is?
Yes.
I would pull it out like that.
Yes.
Fold it that way, but... That's the way Brenda wants it done, but when I was folding...
By the way, John, people in the building behind you are photographing this for evidence.
He just grabbed the own bottom of his butt.
I saw that.
I don't want to talk about this.
I used to work at the Gap, and there was a particular... This was in high school.
Yeah, but that's cool.
And there was a way to... There was a board that you folded it on, and it had to be... Yeah, and it had to be lined up perfectly so every edge of the jean was on the rack... Yeah.
Well, Bill, how did you know that the board that they used to fold them is called the folding board?
That's
pretty
good. They used to call it in the old days the folding board. Grandma would say that. Bring Grandma my folding board.
Once when my brother came home from college, and while he was away, he got smarter than everybody, so he came back, and he told my mom that she wasn't serving wine correctly.
Oh, really?
And I think that's still in the water at our house.
Some trouble because
that's
of that?
That's still flowing.
Yeah.
He goes, you know, Mom, you're not doing this right. My mom would sometimes put red wine in the refrigerator.
Well, some people do that.
You're not supposed to do that, but I think the answer is if your mom bought the wine, your mom can do whatever she wants with it. But he kind of told her, and I also think he told her that she wasn't loading the dishwasher correctly.
Oh, no.
It's a serious problem households.
So, was that the beginning of the end of the happy family?
Kind of.
It was, right?
Kind of.
That's a tough double dose to take in.
I'll bet there's a conversation there. You know, bleep our kids told us when they got back from school or right. the Navy, whatever it is they learned while they were gone.
Right.
And now don't they know a lot?
It happens that way. John, I'm curious, not that you're not welcome here anytime you feel like
it. Hey, thanks for letting me just pop in.
But what brings you into town?
I have no idea.
You don't know.
Well, somebody got the real smart idea that instead of giving me a day off when the White Sox were playing,
yes.
wouldn't it be swell if we did 2 hours on the stream? And right. I said, hooray.
That might have been us. Remember, we said that on the air.
We were saying
I know, because you kind of don't like the fact that I only work 2 hours a day, right, Wendy?
Well, no, I don't care because you have to work a Saturday.
I did this, so there's that.
Yeah,
there's
I mean, that. It evens out. Right there. Still less hours than...
Hey, what would you rather do, 5-3s or 6-2s?
5-3s.
Yeah, probably, right?
Because you're there.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm here more than 2 hours a day anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right.
So anyway, I'm going to do the stream today, and we are going to start doing that when the White Sox play day games. And actually, I'm looking forward to it because you get into a groove. You guys cuss a lot when you're on the stream, right?
A lot.
Just Bill.
So that's great.
yes. But I've been swearing in other languages.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. If people call in, they'll recommend a language, and I'll go, Portuguese. Let me give it a shot. And then I throw out some Portuguese swear words.
As it turns out, though, this will be a good day for us to be broadcasting in some sense because, like, what is it right now? It's 12:24.
Yeah.
So at 1 o'clock, we'll do the news.
Yes.
And then I'll be on at 1:10, just like I always am on the radio, only it'll be just on the stream. White Sox baseball will be on WGN radio. But then in the meantime, Lollapalooza's cranked up. They'll be staging for the protests up Lakeshore Drive. And... and so we've got reporters on both scenes that will be, you know, calling in live to our
excellent
our what kind of cast? Not a broadcast, a
podcast.
No, it's not a podcast. No. It's a
streamcast. Yeah. So,
how about radio show?
You know, say that. Absolutely. You know, who's also going to join us today is my friend Thomas Jefferson.
What?
He's going to be on the stream?
Yeah,
how does that work?
Well, I haven't told him that.
The stream to Thomas Jefferson is going to be a place where he could catch a trout. Yeah. He's going to be very confused.
I think that's why
this.
He agreed to come on. Yes, white citizen, I'll bring my fly. Yeah.
Folded in back.
No, the other fly.
This was the case.
But thanks for asking. Thomas Jefferson's going to be on with us on stage at the College of DuPage Saturday, August 18th.
Uh-huh.
And so we'll do another one of those. I ask him questions. People ask him questions.
That's fun.
You know, it's going to be in the audience this year. We've decided to sort of pepper the audience with some people who are more than just average citizens, although yes. we love that. That's the best part. But former Governor Pat Quinn will be in the crowd.
Oh,
he's going to stand up and ask a question.
Yeah.
Raja Krishnamurthy, the suburban congressman, is mm-hmm. going to ask a question. And that Mark Janus guy, whose case went all the way to the Supreme Court, is going to stand up and ask a question. He's the guy that got unions so you don't have to pay union dues if you don't want.
Yeah.
So he's persona non grata for some people, and he's a hero to some people.
Yeah.
And he said to me, he says, well, Jefferson's on my side on this one. I said, oh, that's funny. You should mention that because I'm going to be talking to him about this. I said, you should come to the show. He says, okay, I will. I'm like, okay, he'd better stand with you on this one because I'm not sure TJ's on your side. He says he is.
So celebrity audience members now.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
That's excellent.
Yeah. But other political figures, which, right. you know, questions coming from them aren't more meaningful, but it's more interesting.
Well, they got some skin in the game. Pat Quinn is trying to get it so Rahm Emanuel can't run for re-election.
Right.
Right? He wants to limit the terms to two. Well, he's already served two. So if this thing goes through, Rahm's out.
Yeah.
So he said Jefferson would support me on this. He was for limited government, and he didn't think you should be more two terms for a president, right? So how would he feel about that? So Quinn's going to stand up and ask Jefferson that.
That should be a fiery moment.
It'll be interesting.
I think it will.
I'm happy for Pat. He and his chief of staff and their dates, whatever. We got four tickets for him. They're going to come to the show.
John, do you remember a show on PBS in the late 1970s, early 1980s called Meeting of the Minds?
Yes, I do.
The concept was Steve Allen was the host, and he would have four guests, and they were from different periods in history, notable names from the past.
Yeah.
I loved that show when
really,
I was a kid.
Really? I know of it. I can't say
you
I ever
don't remember
watched
it too much.
I would go, oh, that's nuts, and I'd just die.
It was nuts.
We were young. How old were you when you were watching?
He was really smart. Were you 2 years old or something?
In utero. I was in the womb. My mom had cable in the womb, and I would watch it.
I watched Schoolhouse Rock. That was about as intelligent as I got at that
age. That was great.
And thought, oh, my God, learning can be fun, really?
And musical.
Yeah, that's what got me was the music.
Did you see the, what was it? Who did the parody of Schoolhouse Rock?
Oh, Colbert.
Colbert when he did the double negative.
Yeah, right.
Oh, nice.
When Trump tried to explain what happened in Helsinki where he said, I should have said not, or I said not. I don't know why he would. I should have said, I don't know why he wouldn't, whatever. So they did a whole conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Yeah.
That's pretty great. I saw on Facebook too, somebody said, Rolling Stones featuring Ron Wouldn't. I liked that.
I'm curious, when you discuss Donald Trump on your show, what do the listeners say by way of text? Are you getting people who are mostly with you, or people are like, please leave him alone? What are you getting mostly?
Well, you know, a little of each.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to say, because, you know, it's AM radio. It's the province of conservatives. It's the province of older people who tend to, you know, demographically support Donald Trump.
Yeah.
We know we have a lot of Trump supporters in our audience, but they're not fools. And when they see him saying foolish or crazy things or dishonest things, they understand. So when Trump comes up, and we don't take a lot of calls on these topics, we tend to maybe present stuff about it and not turn it into a screaming match on mm-hmm. the radio, but the texts come in, right? And they are angry at some of the stuff he's saying too. I mean, a lot of people, you get the, hey, leave him alone,
right?
You know, Hillary was a loser, you know, and people get to have those opinions, but it's not as one-sided as you might think. I don't know, you guys don't take a lot of calls on this topic either.
I always bring up, if you were a Donald Trump supporter and you still are a President Trump supporter, call and explain to us why you still are. And no one takes us up on that. They really don't. Yeah. And the texts we get are all, stick to funny. You guys shouldn't talk politics.
Yeah.
And we try not to. Yeah. If something's in the news, it needs to be discussed.
Well, you guys are good, and you're funny.
Thank you.
And I listen to your show, and my blood pressure goes down, but I don't feel like I'm not paying attention to what's going on in the world. I'm very strategic about when and how much Trump we talk about.
Sure, you got to be careful.
I could do my 2 hours a day. Every day could be about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it would be relevant and topical. It'd be the stuff that talk shows are made of. I dial it back.
My favorite text of the last year happened 2 weeks ago. Anytime we say anything political, we get a handful of people going, please stop mentioning Donald Trump. Please do not talk about Donald Trump. So we were talking about Roseanne Barr a couple of weeks ago, and somebody's text said, oh, sure, you'll talk about Roseanne Barr all day
right.
long, but you never blast Donald Trump. What's wrong with you? It was the exact opposite of what all the other texts had been.
We do a series of parody commercials now for an exciting new product called Eurelium Life 9000.
Yes.
And it's for people.
Developed by people in lab coats, I believe.
Serious people in lab coats.
Yes.
Many of them Asians.
Yes.
And so it's a product for people that suffer from polytosis. Polytosis is that ill feeling you get when people talk too much politics. So you take a couple of Eurelium Life 9000s and you feel better. And that whole campaign is just to say, I know, it's killing us too,
yeah.
but we have to do some of this.
Yeah.
So let's all take a couple of Eurelium's and let's plow through this bad boy.
How irresponsible would it be of any of us to not have politics or Donald Trump come up? It's the most surprising, amazing story of our lifetime. And if you ignored it, something would be wrong.
Wouldn't you hate it if your grandkids someday said, Wendy, what did you talk about in 2018? And you said, well, I didn't talk about Donald Trump. And they go, well, why not?
Yeah.
It's the most important thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, my views are different than a lot of the listeners. I mean, we don't talk about it at family gatherings. I don't want to bring up Donald Trump's name because there are some family members that support him. I have friends that do. So rather than get in a fight, I just avoid it.
Yeah, I understand that. But I think, but it doesn't mean that you aren't paying attention to it.
Oh, right.
And that you're not fighting the fight wherever you feel it should be fought for or against this thing.
Yeah. Right.
I think we all have an obligation to address it, but sure, pick your spots. Look, we're on the air every hour of every day here.
Mm-hmm.
So if some of us go 2-3 hours and don't talk about it, and people are healthier for it, there's no sin in that either.
True.
But I'll bet over the course of a week or two, it's going to be part of your show, and it's part of the newscast every half
yeah.
hour.
Yeah.
It's even part of traffic, for crying out loud. Or sports. It's part of sports,
weather,
for crying out loud.
It's everything. Yeah.
So anyway, I'm coming on after you guys. I'll be on at 1:10 after Steve or Judy. Who's doing the news at 1 o'clock today?
Kim Gordon.
Kim Gordon will do the news at, thank you, Judy, at 1.
It was supposed to be Dave Stewart, but he couldn't get his pants on for some weird reason.
Oh, my God.
You joined a conversation late. We were talking about how you fold your
flags. Because he's retired.
Yeah, there's that, too.
He doesn't want to put any pants on anymore.
He doesn't need to.
He doesn't need to. I can't wait till the day I don't have to wear pants anymore. Right.
That'll be the best part of retirement.
Josh, thank you for stopping by. We will be listening to you on the stream.
Today. And TJ, how do people, is that all over and done with? Tickets are sold?
One show's about sold out. We do two. The other one, we got about half the seats are still available. Thank you for mentioning that. And I'll talk more about it with TJ after 1 o'clock. But go to WGNradio.com/events. And there's a link to buy your tickets right there.
That's John Williams. That's
sweet.
Who that is. Thanks, John.
Bye-bye now.
We'll check in with Judy Pilak next and get you some news. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Those storms rolled in really quickly yesterday, by the way.
Oh, so quickly. And depending on where you were, for instance, I was in Evanston, and it was swirling winds and rain. It looked like a monsoon. The umbrella on our patio was going up. I was, all right. My wife was in Northbrook, just 12 to 15 minutes away. No rain at all. At the exact same time.
I know, and it was so weird because, honestly, I looked to the right over one neighbor's house, and it was blue sky and white fluffy clouds.
Yeah.
And to the left, it was dark, and it was thundering and lightninging, even though the sun was out. It was just, it sounded like a terrible storm, but then it wasn't really even raining yet. Mm-hmm. It was very bizarre yesterday.
Yeah, the thunder came, the warning thunder gave you a lot of warning.
Yes.
It was thundering, then finally. Well, how weird is this? I was walking the dog, so I was halfway down my block, and all of a sudden, the winds came up, and the sheet of rain, I was like, ah! And I could see my house. I'm running, but I'm like, it's not even raining at my house.
Yep.
Halfway down the block, it was a sheet of rain.
Yeah, right.
I was like, well, is this just like one
right
cloud under this house? Yeah, walked through it, ran through it. And by the time I ran kind of out of it, I was like, all right, we're out.
Yeah, right.
Sun's over there.
But that, you know, I know that there is climate change going on, and there are people that don't think that's happening. But severe weather comes out of nowhere, and I couldn't help but think of that
duck boat
yesterday.
Because everybody always goes,
nowhere.
Why would you get on a boat with weather like that? But when they got on the boat, the weather was actually very nice.
And just out of nowhere.
However,
I mean,
there was a severe thunstorm
in the area.
Warning in effect.
Right.
Not a watch, a warning, which means it was headed that way.
So that is really, that's a perfect analogy because that's what we had yesterday.
And
so
yet you walked the dog.
I walked the dog because I knew it was coming.
Right, me too.
So it was in Aurora, so I could kind of pace myself. I'm like, all right, it's going to be here probably in a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept getting updates. But yeah, that little squall that came out of nowhere, I mean, the trees were really bending.
Yeah.
So you're on a lake, yeah. And I often think of the boat people, like, well, it was a, 15-minute, 10-minute ride. Were they just trying to get that ride? You just don't know.
Maybe.
You don't
Maybe.
Know, or they just didn't know. It'll all come out in the lawsuits.
Yeah. Wendy, can you say thundering and lightninging again? That was my favorite part of the day
so
far.
Can you spell lightning? That's always the good one.
Yes, lightning.
Very good.
There's no E in there.
Not unless you're lightening your...
Making something
skin
lighter in color.
Or your, yeah.
People forget that first end.
Right.
It's a hard one.
When John Williams was here, we were talking a little bit about Donald Trump and how much you should or shouldn't address his situation. And I don't remember exactly how this transitioned, but John said, it's your right. This is all off the air. You two were privy to it, but most of the listeners weren't, or any of them probably, unless you're hiding in the studio. I don't see you. in which case, good for you. That's a fun game to play on us, your host.
Find the listener.
You got to hide somewhere in the studio. We'll find
jump
you
out
eventually.
During Rose Show today.
Yeah, do it then. Just jump out in the middle of the show.
He will have a heart attack.
Oh, it's fun.
He'll be dead.
It's so much fun. But John said, one of your rights as an American citizen is your right to vote. Unquestioned. You're an American citizen. You get to vote. This is something that has come up once or twice. And I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of on the fence on it. As time has gone on, I've thought about it more and more. People have suggested that maybe that shouldn't be a right, that maybe if you're going to vote, you should have to take some sort of a test to prove that you have the ability to think clearly and thus vote.
That's
Are you for that
unacceptable.
Or against that?
You can't have a test for that. That's stupid.
Then you can't. Then you don't have the right to vote. Then there goes your right
They're
to vote.
Saying
the right's out the
it,
window.
It doesn't
window
become a right anymore. It becomes something you need to achieve. All right.
It becomes
like a driver's license.
I was going to say, now you're going to the DMV because we can talk about that and how scary and you're always afraid you have to take a test there.
Yeah.
And really, it's a test to go.
So
and it's a testament when you get out with a license.
With driving, they say you don't have the right to drive. You have the privilege to drive. So does that then, if a test is administered, I guess you'd have to say the same thing. It's no longer a right to vote. It becomes a privilege to vote.
They say, sorry, you didn't pass the test.
No, everyone has the right to vote.
Absolutely.
But isn't there some, do you find any positivity in that idea that any goofball can just go in there and just go, yeah, I'm an American citizen. Can you name the president today? I cannot.
You understand, Bill, that is what has happened since we have had voting rights.
Yeah, you can't all the you can't just let intelligent people or people who pay attention to the news vote. That's not fair or right.
You might want a goofball. You might say to yourself, I am tired. Wait a second, I think this just happened.
I was
to yourself, I'm tired of these crooks and, you know, drain the swamp, which is what happened. And people said, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care if he's just an entertainer and
just want to shake it up. I don't like how things, both sides are bad.
Exactly.
Well, and I understand that.
I do too. Totally. And it's, you're right. People voted for him. And now, more people did vote for Hillary Clinton. I just would always like to point
out. There's always that.
But he won the election fair and square.
And I really, truly, we were talking about this off the air, too. I wouldn't mind showing my driver's license because there are two precincts in my voting, my polling place. And every time, every year, I'm like, oh, is it that one or that one? And they laugh and they go, you're over here, right, Wendy. But I truly
then you shouldn't be allowed to vote. Based on that, they should just go, all right, she can't.
But not everyone,
that woman
has
cannot
a, yeah,
vote.
Not everyone has a driver's license. But you're saying you don't mind showing some proof of who you are.
But if you don't have a driver's license, a state ID by 18.
Some people don't have either, though. No, some people don't.
What? How? How do, don't they need
they
it to buy groceries?
And... No. No.
Not yet.
Serious? But if they ever want to cash a check or something, they don't need an ID card?
Maybe, I don't know.
I think it makes life difficult, but you could probably get through it without one.
I mean, those are probably the people who use cash. There are still people who use cash.
Yeah.
I
guess.
Who, I mean, I don't really take my license out that much. Except at the Jules when they card me for liquor. And I'm always like,
come on.
She's
just bragging. I get carded,
too. Well, if you got 35, you know. Anyway,
I can't think of the last time I've had to show my driver's license.
Yeah, I guess
at the airport for ID, I guess.
And you know what? Now I do my passport because it's just easier.
Yes, and I do, too, because they scared us that you would not be able to travel even domestically without a passport.
Right.
So I broke down, waited in line at the post office with everyone. We all got passports.
Right. But it still might happen because, Illinois is one of those states.
Yes, so I got to tell you, it was pretty easy because Michael has a driver's license now, but Dylan doesn't. So we would have had to get his old birth certificate that's falling apart. So it was just super easy to just hand a passport.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I recommend that. It's just an easier way to do it.
Yeah.
But I guess people don't have light and not everyone drives.
No. Right. And it's... But they might have something else that works. I don't know, a bank card.
Library card.
Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, if you register to vote, you know, and then they want to check up, fine. Now, it's two things you've checked.
A library card, I don't know, would do... I'm trying to think of a situation where you
could address,
get by... It has, right.
Although, if you have a library card, from Glen Ellen, that pretty much, I think, means you live in Glen Ellen, right?
Is that a picture ID, a library card?
No, but no. Do you know how strict they are to give you a library card? Oh,
why?
My God. Because I don't know. But I've had to renew mine because I don't go to the library that much, even though it's close by. Before, when I was into planting my garden, but then all of a sudden this internet happened and you just look stuff up there.
Right.
But I would go there and they're like, oh, it expired like 8 years ago. And it's like, can I get a new one? And it's like, do you have a license? Yes. And do you have a utility bill? I'm like, are you kidding me?
Right. And then
I had to go home
and
get it.
Fill out all these forms and then we'll mail it to you. And oh, by the way, you have all these overdue books that we're going to need back.
What is an overdue charge now in a library?
Kind of pricey.
Videos are $1 a day.
Oh, that does add up.
Like DVDs or CDs.
But for a book,
CDs.
Like when I was a kid, it was 2 cents a day.
No,
it's a lot more than
10
that,
cents.
Right?
Yeah, maybe around 10.
Oh, that's not even
Although
that's
I feel
bad.
Like we've had some overdue books when the kids were younger. And I felt like it was a lot, you know, more than I thought. So maybe some books are more. Probably like bestsellers that have just come out. If you don't get those back in time,
oh yeah, maybe
those are probably more. But I tell
you, still a 2 week period. Like the library when
it
I was
might be
oh,
three,
it's a, and it's a
is
month
it
for
now?
Old books. Yeah, yeah. No, because I do still. I haven't been in a while. But
I love going.
It's you know, to rent a book is excellent because I hate buying a book.
Yeah. Do you?
I hate it. I people love it. I hate it. I think it's ridiculous. $15 at the airport for this book.
Well, that's so, at the airport.
Yeah, but I give them away all the time. I never keep my books. I always pass them on. And I hope people do the same. But anyway, instead of buying a book for $15, you can just go to the library. It's perfect. But the bestsellers, the waiting lists are long.
Is there? Yeah.
Yes.
For current stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Same
with looking around.
It's like I could spend a whole day at the library because I get into the home improvement aisle and then I'll be there and then all of a sudden I'm into recipes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I really could spend
the whole
day
there. I love looking at the pictures of recipes. I just love it. I go through and look at all the pictures.
Jude, in your opinion, the Dewey Decimal System, does it need to be revamped or are you happy with the current Dewey Decimal System?
It's it's
fine.
Easy.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Just curious.
You're not a big fan of Dewey? Why don't you ask Thomas Jefferson that question?
I have developed what I call the Huey, Dewey, and Louie decimal system.
Oh, my God.
This is where books are rated strictly on how many mentions of ducks are within the book. So I'm talking to Library of Congress. They've not returned a phone call yet, but I'm confident that before it's all said and done, they'll see it my way.
Probably in this administration. Possibly. You have a much better shot.
If there's ever a chance, it is the current administration. So keep your fingers crossed for me. I'm hoping. But it was always like when we were kids, if you were late on a library book, you'd go, oh, God, 2 cents. What's going to happen in the world for 2 cents?
Well, what if it's a year or two? I have found...
$7.
I have found books that we've had for a long time.
And I just felt like it was always hanging over my head. Like,
oh, did
I didn't
you?
Like
an
it.
Overdue?
Yeah, I was like, oh, I got to get that book back. Yeah.
Clear my name.
Right? It wasn't about the 2 cents with me. It was about that it was overdue.
At St. Damien, the nun that ran the library would do a thing. This was once a week where she would come to a class and she would read off 3 names. And she'd go, Judy Pilak, Wendy Snyder. Come see me. And then everybody would be like, ooh. And all that meant was their library book was overdue by a couple of days, so they were down 8 cents
or
10 cents.
Oh, whenever you were called out of the classroom.
Yeah, that was always trouble.
And if it was on the PA system that you were called out?
Serious trouble.
Just run home.
Serious trouble.
Run home and hide. Yep.
I know. Did, in your school, I don't know if this was just St. Damien or Frost schools had this system in place, so they call out your name on the PA system. Would Judy Pilak please come to the principal's office, Judy Pilak? So then at least one and sometimes 2 or 3 kids would have to say, busted. You yell out busted.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That was a given.
Absolutely. Ooh.
I was, my son Dylan's going to be a sophomore in high school this year. And I said, are you kind of excited about going back to school? And he's like, no. When I graduated from 8th grade, I was looking forward to high school. But after doing my first year, I realized it's just school. And that is about the time I think I was really excited in elementary school for sure. I was very anxious to get back to school. Bill, I know you weren't.
Never.
You loved your summers.
Loved school, but summer, nothing beats summer.
I loved going and getting new school clothes. And
not me. I'm with Bill.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Because you guys went to Catholic schools.
That's
probably, what it was.
You know what? That is it.
But every parent, every time you hear your parents talk, they go, well, you know, the kids are so ready to go back to school. My mom would go, oh, no. If you said to him,
the parents were ready for us to go back.
That's what it was.
Because I can't wait. Two and a half weeks.
When my kids were in, you know, grammar school and middle, which is funny, the whole middle school thing was new to me because we didn't have middle school in Chicago.
Yeah, right.
I think they don't even have it now. You go through 8th grade, kindergarten through 8th grade. But anyway, we, the moms, would have a party in the morning. drinking. When they were like, the last kid was up, woo! We'd be popping the champagne.
So long, suckers. It was,
but I mean, that's how we felt. They were home all summer. Now, when Bill and I, and maybe because we're around the same age, it was Labor Day to Memorial Day.
Yeah,
it was
always
the way it should be. Memorial Day to Labor Day, I should say. Yeah, and so it was, summer was so long.
Right.
I mean, it was just now. Some kids, you know, they get off a month, and they are on different schedules everywhere.
When we were in California, I was talking to the bellman, and he saw we had kids and said, when do they go back to school? And I said, like around August 20th, I think.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, not here. They go back. I think they go back the end of July. I said, there's no way that could be.
End of July.
I said, when do they get out? And he said, they get out, June 1st. And I'm like, they can't have, you know, 2 months. That's it. And he goes, well, we have 3 weeks Christmas break.
Yeah.
So.
And they have a bigger spring break too.
Yes.
Like a 2 week spring. Yeah.
Do they?
But now, that's worse. I'd rather just have the little tiny spring break and Christmas break.
You get a 90-day chunk of summer.
Yeah. Although it's summer all the time in California, I guess.
Right. You know, and that, it's all, you know, about the weather.
Right.
Air conditioning and that guy. So in those warmer places, I think they
I
don't.
Guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
But there was never a year once where I was welcoming back school.
Well, this is the first year.
I liked school.
Dylan said, you know, no, I'm going to be a sophomore. I know what it's like. And I looked at him and I said, you know what? That's about the time that I really wasn't ready to get back to school. Because it was fun to me in elementary school and even junior high. It's like, oh, I haven't seen these people in this during the summer. It's going to be fun to get back.
And see, that's different because I lived in the neighborhood where everyone, you know what I mean, nobody lived far away. Everyone who went to my school lived near me.
You saw the friends you had, you saw them through the summer.
Absolutely.
But your best friends, yeah, but not everybody.
I'm saying nobody, we didn't have buses, school buses. Everyone walked.
It was so close.
That was a true neighborhood schools. Like it kind of still is in Chicago. The whole idea is you walk to your school.
Right.
You
don't take 500 kids in our class in high school.
Yeah, it's the suburbs, right? No, it was so much different in the city. You didn't take I took a CTA bus in high school.
Did you?
Yeah, we didn't have.
I would have never gone to school.
Even to this day, there are no school buses in Chicago, except if you have, you know, special needs kids. Or
really?
No, there are no. You don't see yellow school buses in Chicago.
No.
I am not in Chicago.
Except for the Catholic schools, maybe, but yeah, you take the CTA.
Yeah, right, for Catholic.
I had a student pass, a student ID.
Oh,
my God. I never would have gone to school. If I had to take, like, a train and a bus,
it was hard.
There's no way I'd go.
Yeah, we took a bus. But then my English teacher picked us up at some point.
Wait,
the
really?
The whole class? She you was, did
no,
have a small
my sister
class.
And I, my sister and I, in the winter, it was really nice. And she had, like, a, what was that car called? Not a Malibu, but it was a cool car.
An El Camino?
She just saw me one day. So wherever our bus let us off, we still had to walk a couple blocks.
Yeah.
This is when we went to Schur's. And she would just pull up, get in.
That's so nice.
That's how she said it, and we got in.
Did she make an arrangement with your parents to do this, or it just happened?
No, we were in high school. She just saw us, and my sister was with me, so she took us like during the winter every time. We had to be there at the time she was there.
Oh, right.
So
what was the topic that was usually discussed in the car? Was she complaining about other teachers?
No, she was my English teacher, and I was very good, and so she never complained to me because I always did my homework and everything. No, she didn't even really talk.
Oh, really?
I'm not kidding. She said, "Get in." Like
that's
that.
Very forceful. Did she smoke?
She was my homeroom teacher. No. Not that I knew of. Not in the car.
No.
Not in her.
But in the teacher's lounge,
Malibu,
maybe.
Or
at school, maybe in the teacher's lounge.
Possibly, yes.
Yeah.
That's the day when teacher's lounges were unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Even when my kids were little, because I did a lot of helping, because I worked full time, so I helped whenever I could.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to go in that teacher's lounge.
Oh, Jude, it's so jarring.
The amount of food just was like shocking to me.
What do you mean food? They don't bring their own lunch?
People just, they brought in cookies and cakes and stuff.
That's why you do that in the newsroom.
Oh, you're right. Now, maybe that's why I do that in the newsroom.
Every once in a while, I would have to go to the teacher's lounge. I was one of the kids that was very well trusted by the teachers. So if something needed to be done.
Well, that's because you brought in White Castles.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You were probably always called to the teacher's lounge right around lunchtime.
But you go in there and you'd see the teachers with kind of their guard was down and they'd be smoking and some of them would be talking about stuff that you weren't used to. And then I was just like, how can this be? How could you guys just be sitting there smoking and telling dirty stories and stuff? It was a weird situation.
We smoke in the newsroom.
Oh, did you really?
Yes. I'm sorry. I can't pull my eyes away from that, Wendy. Look around.
It's
Lollapalooza time.
Oh, yeah, there's
a big
banner.
Oh, my God. Dean Richards is on the top of it.
It's a huge banner, though. It looks like a bus.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be crazy today with the protest march that's supposed to happen at 4 o'clock. Now, that's all good to go. That's happening.
Yep.
Last I heard, they weren't sure. It was supposed to be just northbound Lakeshore Drive that was closed. Now they're thinking both sides. Has that been determined yet?
Not yet. Or not that I have
it
heard
it. Sounds safe, Jude. Whatever they choose, it sounds like a safe option.
Rush hour, Lakeshore Drive. It just, I know that's why you're doing it, to get some attention.
Right.
But that Lollapalooza, Cubs game, crazy town.
Yep.
It's crazy tonight,
yep.
All right, we have to be on time because John Williams is, it's real show after
it's
us.
It's real stuff today.
This is weird.
No more goofing around, Jude. This is real stuff. Thanks for hanging out.
Absolutely.
We'll say goodbye to you next. It should be fun. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.